From Tidbits, on October 25th, 2010, this is MacBook Air loses hard drive and debuts at $999 by Tidbits staff. Apple's smallest laptop model, the MacBook Air, has long been due for an update, and is the one more thing part of last week's media event, the new models didn't disappoint. That's right, models, plural, since the MacBook Air now comes in two sizes, one with a traditional 13.3-inch screen, and an even smaller and lighter unit with an 11.6-inch screen. Jeff Carlson was on site for Apple's event, and he edited this article via in-flight Wi-Fi on a new 11-inch MacBook Air while he flew back from California, and he'll have more hands-on details soon. The 13.3-inch MacBook Air sports an aluminum unibody construction that's incredibly thin, measuring just 0.68 inches, 1.72 centimeters, at the thickest side by the screen hinge, and tapering to 0.11 inches, 0.28 centimeters. It's also lighter, dropping a tenth of a pound, 45 grams, to 2.9 pounds, or 1.31 kilograms. It's powered by a 1.86 gigahertz Intel Core 2 Duo processor with 6 megabytes of on-chip shared L2 cache and a 1066 megahertz front-side bus. A 2.13 gigahertz Intel Core 2 Duo with the same cache is available as an option. The resolution of its 13.3-inch screen is 1440 by 900 pixels. Apple claims 7 hours of wireless productivity battery life and up to 30 days of standby time, as if you'd let your shiny new Mac sit unused that long. The 11-inch MacBook Air drops to 2.3 pounds, 1.06 kilograms, and it also loses a full inch of width and 1.38 inches of depth to clock in at 11.8 inches, 29.95 centimeters wide, and 7.56 inches, 19.2 centimeters deep. On the processor side, you can get either a 1.4 GHz or 1.6 GHz Intel Core 2 Duo with 3 megabytes of L2 cache and an 800 MHz front-side bus. Its 11.6-inch screen, while obviously small, has an amazing resolution of 1366 by 768 pixels. The 11-inch model's smaller battery claims a still impressive 5 hours of wireless productivity life and the same 30 days of standby time. All four models offer only solid-state storage for persistent memory. There's no hard drive, not even space for one. The 11-inch model comes in 64GB and 128GB varieties, while the 13-inch Air is available in 128GB and 256GB versions. This flash memory isn't packaged as a swap-in hard drive replacement like most solid-state drives, where the shape and package look like a standard laptop drive. Rather, the memory is arrayed on cards that are permanently installed. You can't upgrade it, although you never know if a third party will figure out a solution later. The folks at iFixit disassembled a MacBook Air and found that there is an SSD controller inside, however, which makes the computer think that the memory it's talking to is a hard drive. In both sizes, 2GB of RAM is standard, but you can bump that up to 4GB for $100 at the time you order. Note that you cannot install RAM after the purchase. Other standard features include the FaceTime video camera, two USB 2.0 ports, which are flush with the edges, no small flip-down door as found in the previous generations, a mini display port, headphone jack, built-in microphone, stereo speakers, and a MagSafe adapter. Both also have NVIDIA GeForce 320M graphics adapters, with 256 megabytes of DDR3 SD RAM shared with main memory. On the networking side, both sport 802.11n Airport Extreme Wireless networking and Bluetooth 2.1 plus EDR. The Apple USB Ethernet adapter is sold separately. The 13-inch model also has room for an SD card slot. In a particularly nice feature, Apple now ships a USB software reinstall drive to help if and when you need to reinstall Mac OS X. That's handier, more compact, and more durable than a DVD. And no second computer is required for installation. Pricing is impressive, and leads one to wonder how long the white polycarbonate MacBook will remain in the lineup. The 11-inch MacBook Air with a 1.4 GHz CPU, 64 GB of storage, and 2 GB of RAM checks in at only $999. Increasing the storage to 128 GB bumps the price up to $1,199. Switching to a 1.6 GHz CPU adds $100, as does increasing the RAM to 4 GB. The 13-inch model starts at $1,299 for a 1.86 GHz CPU, 128 GB of storage, and 2 GB of RAM. For $1,599, you can increase the storage to 256 GB, and once again, increasing the CPU speed to 2.13 GHz adds $100 to the price, as does going to 4 GB of RAM. And you really, really want at least 4 GB of RAM, especially in a machine you can't upgrade. Trust us on this. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.